I really think seizing places like Severodonetsk or Kramatorsk, another large eastern city that the government currently controls, is really primarily symbolic for Putin and Russia. It's this belief they have, fanatical belief, that the East really must be actually a part of Russia. And that's what's so horrifying, is that they're leveling these cities without, A, that basis of support that they thought was there. They really believed they'd be met, as you know, Russians and Ukrainians say, with bread and salt. And they're leveling these cities in order to instead, you know, forcibly take them away. And then it's not really clear for what purpose, except boistering their own narrative. And they will not have the resources at all under such intense sanctions and with oil embargoes going on to do anything with territories they're trying to seize. So, of course, those of us who were living in the East really pray that even with all this destruction, it remains under Ukrainian control.
Brian, could you talk about the situation in Donbas since 2014? I mean, it's hardly been a peaceful place. According to the UN, 14,000 people have been killed on both sides.
Yes, about 3,500 of whom are civilians. We really need to remember what a toll there was on civilians in the region. I only lived and worked in the government-controlled areas. It's often forgotten that 60% of the Donbas remains, until this war began, under the control of the Ukrainian government. And what I would say is it took an enormous socioeconomic blow in 2014, severed commercial relations, value chains, and severed, you know, personal and family ties. It was an enormous tragedy to see the region cut in two when Russia launched its separatist project that led to Donetsk, Luhansk, and other major cities coming under Russian and separatist control. But in the government-controlled areas, in this sort of space over the last 7 to 8 years, there was a reasonable recovery. I've been working in humanitarian and development work during that time. There was, you know, decentralization by the Ukrainian government led to significant improvements, actually, in the quality of urban spaces in these places. There was a diversification in the business community, in end markets they were working on, a slow but precious recovery, which is being obliterated by this war. And that's, of course, that's really difficult to watch, because it was so important that the part of the Donbas under government control was stabilizing, and you could see the framework of a pretty good economic future slowly being built there after the shock of 2014. And really, we're just seeing that be obliterated before our eyes.
Brian, we're going to do part two of this discussion and post it at democracynow.org. But very quickly, we have 30 seconds. If you can talk about the civilian-led effort of evacuation that you're helping to lead right now from the Donbas.
Ukrainian volunteers are getting thousands of people out in school buses, delivery vans, compact cars. It's an entirely civilian-led intervention, volunteer-led. No big organizations involved in this for the time being, but we've got out more than 8,000 people so far through this means, mostly from Luhansk Oblast. People who are interested in that can find out more about how I gather donations for that on my Facebook page, Brian Milikovsky. But this is really work being done by extraordinary Ukrainian volunteers who gained experience in 2014 with exactly this kind of disaster.
Well, we want to thank you for being with us, Brian Milikovsky, expert in economic recovery in eastern Ukraine, who until January lived in Severodonetsk in Ukraine. That's in the Donbas, helping raise funds for evacuations now from the Donbas. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is an immediate opening for a news writer-producer. Visit democracynow.org/jobs to find out more and apply. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Camille Baker, Charina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
Penny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
and welcome to episode 2215 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and Mountain Streams Radio from WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a great show for you all lined up. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we always do. We'll end up on the gospel side of the family, like we always do. And in between, we've got lots of interesting music for you. Let's get started by going back to that old 1962 LP that the New Lost City Ramblers put out, called American Moonshine and Prohibition Songs. And it's going to start off today with that tearjerker, I Saw a Man at the Close of Day.
I saw a man at the close of day, standing round the grocery door. His eyes were sunk, his lips were parched, and I viewed him o'er and o'er. His little son stood by his side, and unto him he said, "Oh, father, mother, sick at home, and sister cries for bread." He turned around, went in at the door, he staggered up to the bar, and faltering unto the landlord said, "Just give me one glass more." A crowd stood around the door. I asked the reason, one replied, "The drunkard is no more." Just then a hearse moved slowly by, no wife or children near. They had gone before this vile murder,
there ain't no
What you gonna do to wet those lips when this whole darn world's gone dry? When this whole darn world's gone dry?
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening, and they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows. But the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. When you need me, I'll be by your side.
This is Dara from the All Day Breakfast String Band, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thanks for tuning in.
I'll be your rider. put my guns in hot. Every night was on the rocks before I got this Martin box. Guitars, whiskey, guns, and knives. Please grab one, boys, and fly. No good ways to wreck your life. Guitars, whiskey, guns, and knives.
Listen to Billy Baker and the Shady Valley Boys play New Sally Ann from back in the early 1960s. Let me tell you about that last set of music, our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the show, you heard from the new Lost City Ramblers, and I did I Saw a Man at the Close of Day, and that's from their 1962 LP, American Moonshine and Prohibition Songs. Then we went back to 1989 for Lori Lewis and Grant Street String Band. For Raleigh and Spencer, A Tale of Prohibition. And that's from Laura Lewis and Grant Street's Singing My Troubles Away LP. Then after the PSA, the Foghorn String Band from the old time side of the family gave us Still House. And that's from their 2015 record, Devil in the Seat. And the last thing on the set were the Steel Drivers doing Guitars, Whiskey, Guns, and Knives from their 2010 record, Reckless. Here comes a new track from a young man named Kevin Sim. I believe he told me this is going to be the first time one of his songs has been played on the radio. Hope you all enjoy Kevin Sim's Golden Acres Stretched Out Before Me.
And I don't count the hours anymore. And I don't stare out that open door. Chase the sun until it shined. I had no idea what I would find. And I don't count the hours anymore. Golden acres stretch out before me. Nothing but nothing as far as I can see. I think I found what I'm looking for. And I can't count the miles anymore. Golden acres stretched out before me. So take me out of that city. Desert roads are my kind of pretty. And if I'm gonna run that American highway. Well, I'm damn sure gonna do it my way, headed for my stop on I-15. Guitars closed and a dog stuffed door to door. And everything I own in a crew cab for. Yeah, we passed Flagstaff a half hour back. And at this rate, we're right on track. With guitars closed and a dog stuffed door to door. Take me out of that city. Desert roads are my kind of pretty. If I'm gonna run that American highway, well, I'm damn sure gonna do it my way. Hit it for my stop on I-15. I'm headed for my stop on I-15. Yeah, I'm headed for my stop on I-15.
I am a youth that's inclined to ramble to some foreign country that I mean to stay. I am loath to part from my friends and comrades and my own sweetheart whom I love dear. But there's one of those I most admire, and her I'll think when I'm far away. For since fate's decree, I am resolved to part her, for to try my fortune in America. So farewell, darling, since I must leave you. I put great dependence on your constancy. That no other young man may gain your favor or change your mind when I am o'er the sea. For although the seas do separate us, and in between us they do rise and fall, if fortune favors me, you'll find your Jimmy returning homeward from America. Oh, Jimmy dear, do you remember when I sat with you for when my young fancy away was carried, and the bees hummed around us on each open flower? For when you're crossing the Western Ocean, the maid that loved you, for you'll find strange sweethearts in America. Oh, Mary dear, I don't dissemble to all other fair maids, I'll prove untrue. And if you think that these are false promises, these lines I will leave as a pledge to you, that what I have proved unsuccessful, and fortune to be a slippery bow, then a fair gale may ne'er blow on me. If I forsake you in the to conclude and to end these verses, may God protect that young female fair, save her from every wild embarrassment, and of my darling take the greatest care, for she's slow to anger and of kind disposition. Her cheeks like roses in June do glow, in my nightly slumbers whene'er I think of her, I could court her vision in the mirror cave.
Morbleu, sorbleu, Marianne, où étais-tu hier soir, sorbleu? Es-tu allé pour voir ta sœur, corbleu?
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
J'étais allé à la fontaine, mon Dieu, pour laver mes bas de laine en Jésus. Morbleu, sorbleu, Marianne, est-ce que ça prend une semaine, sorbleu, pour laver des bas de laine, corbleu?
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
La fontaine était souillée, oh mon Dieu, les oiseaux du ciel s'y baignent en Jésus. Morbleu, sorbleu, Marianne, où sont-ils que je les vois, sorbleu? Quand j'en ai pas vu un seul, corbleu.
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
Ils viennent juste de partir, oh mon Dieu. Ils ont suivi la jument grise, Jésus. Corbleu, sorbleu, Marianne, je t'ai vu hier soir, sorbleu, avec un homme à barbe noire, corbleu.
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
C'était ta cousine Germaine, mon Dieu, dans la belle Évangéline en Jésus. Barbe noire, sorbleu, ma cousine Évangeline, corbleu.
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
Elle a fait manger des murs, oh mon Dieu, qui était vraiment bien mûr en Jésus. Morbleu, sorbleu, Marianne, y a-t-il des murs même en hiver, sorbleu? J'aimerais bien s'en voir, corbleu.
contre le courant, contre la rame.
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
Attends-moi jusqu'à l'automne, mon Dieu. Je t'y ferai pousser des cordes dans Jésus. Sembleur, Marianne, répète-moi ce que tu viens de dire, sembleur. Je crois bien que j'ai mal compris, sembleur.
Mon Dieu, j'ai dit mon mari.
Attends-moi jusqu'à l'automne, oh mon Dieu. Je te ferai manger des pommes en Jésus.
Sembleur, sembleur, Marianne. Relève-toi, je te pardonne, sorbleur. Si tu me fais manger des pommes, corbleur.
Drifting sailor on the ocean, may you be delivered from the gale. May only peaceful waters lie before you, and gentle homeward breezes fill your sails. Long ago, somewhere, I heard a story about a lighthouse on the coast of Maine. Seasons come and go, and holding out her lantern in the rain. Sixty miles, she shines in all directions, while the wind comes lashing down the sand. And the deck heaves and groans to the pounding of the demon seas driving us aground. Tossed and turned about in troubled waters, and battered at the mercy of the waves. Out across the water shines a lighthouse, mindless of the many lives she saves. Drifting sailor on the ocean, across the seven seas you're bound to roam. When there is no star to guide your journey, may the lighthouse guide you safe.
And Scroggins likes to play the tenor banjo, and here he is playing the Red Fox Waltz, and that's what you'll hear while I tell you about that last set of music. Rather eclectic. Kevin Sim gave us Golden Acres Stretched Out Before Me from his new EP, Speed Enforced by Aircraft. Then Jim Getty and Amelia Baker, though she sometimes does business as Cinderwell, gave us I Am a Youth, a single they put out earlier in 2022. Then you heard a track from Le Vent du Nord's new record, 20 Springs, Marianne. And the last thing in the set was also from this year, Wally Barnick's The Lighthouse from his new record, New Road. A great song from John Wart Hanum. I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Talking to the Lord.
together all alone. Ricky plugs the jukebox, put Christmas in July, and Hazel, she just rolls her eyes.
Ooh. Once in love, twice too soon. Never saw the man walking on the moon. But I know what a fella's got to do for you. You love me, I love you. Got a song to sing, cause the love is true. I gotta get lost, low cost rendezvous, oh yeah. City girl, cowboy boots, 100 pounds swimming in your birthday suit. You're a little strung out, but you look so cute to me. Come on out to my broke down jamboree, and I'm sailing on the deep blue sea. I got love so pure, satisfaction guaranteed. Here and the sky is gray, but I'm a honeybee looking for a taste of Maine. You're a bright red flower on a pink bouquet, oh yeah. Boy and girl on a trampoline, maybe this life turned cruel and mean, but we can bounce right through this old routine, oh yeah. Step right up to this dream machine, oh yeah. And I'm sailing on a deep blue sea. I got love so pure, satisfaction guaranteed.
Weighing me down, down, down. really good to see you. So long since you've been home. You look so good, life has been good to you. But the lines on both our faces show how long you've been away. You lose a half a lifetime when you look the other way. He spends a lot of time these days just like an old sleeping lion in the chair. He's still so strong, you know it, but the work is here and there. And he's so proud, he'd never let you know. There's so much to talk about, but anyway, it's so good to have you home. But I like standing outside here where the people all arrive. All the funny ways that people reunite their soul alive. Shrieks of joy, tears of joy. It would do anyone's heart the world of good to come stand here on random days and just imagine that you hadn't seen your own for years and years. And then to realize just what you've had all this time. Just what you've had all this time. Like an hour, the excitement's hard to take. It's your loved ones that you know well, still you think of what you'll say. Precious memories come flooding through, and tough ones too. When I look back now, we were so young. Going away and might never return. I sat on the floor in front of your chair. With a nice pop stick, you fashioned a French roll into my hair. Well, I guess that was our way to say goodbye. Then you couldn't make it home in time when Rosie died. Sipping beer in the sun, she'd say, when the playful rum would try to wash the bitter tears away. But I like standing out here watching the people all arrive. All the funny ways that people reunite, they're so alive. Shrieks of joy, tears of joy. It would do anyone's heart the world of good to come stand here on random days and just imagine that you hadn't seen your own for years and years. And then to realize just what you've had all this time. Just what you've had all this time.
while you listen to Mike Mullins play Carolyn's Waltz, or Carolyn's Waltz, from his 8-string stretches record, which came out last year. I'll tell you about that slightly longer than usual set of music that you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, John Ward Hanum gave us Twilight Diner from his new record, Long Haul. And then a trio from Chicago that call themselves Sons of the Never Wrong. Those you hear, there are a couple of women in that group. They gave us Set Us to Prayin', and that's from their new record, Undertaker's Songbook. Then we heard from the Lied To's most recent record called The Worst Kind of Me, and the track you heard was Broke Down Jamboree. Then Sue Horowitz gave us Stones in My Pocket from her new record, Strings, Wings, and Curious Things. You've heard me play tracks from off and on over the last several weeks. And then the last thing in that long set was Declan O'Rourke's Arrivals, the title track to his 2017 record. How about that? It's just about time for a station break, but y'all stay tuned. We'll be back with more great music on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC, and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tubby-toot-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Let's start off the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast with Woody Guthrie singing the Grand Coulee Dam. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, the world has seven wonders that the travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's that King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the rippling waters glide. Comes a rumbling down the canyon to meet that salted tide of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west. And the big Grand Coulee country in the land I love the best. In the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and met a watery grave. Well, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmer and the factory and all of you and me. He said, roll along, Columbia, you can ramble to the sea, but a river while you're rambling, you can do some work for me. Now in Washington and Oregon, you hear the factories hum, making chrome and making manganese and light aluminum. And there roars a flying fortress now to fight for Uncle Sam, spawned upon the King Columbia by the big Grand Coulee Dam. In the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters, they met a watery grave. Well, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream.
I'm not lazy.
sheriff overtook me down in Baltimore.